Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
It is time now for Travel Thursday. So tourism and the travel industry, probably the worst hit sector. What are some of the efforts that have been done to help this sector? COVID-19 has given Singapore-based venture capital firm Velocity Ventures new motivation to forge ahead with its travel and hospitality fund. So this was launched in December last year, and the firm is targeting to raise $20 million by December 2021. So this year, right? The fund has a COVID-19 theme investment mandate, and its focus on supporting distressed and disrupting seed and early growth stage hospitality and travel startups here in Southeast Asia. So how or where are they now with regard to raising the funds? And, you know, Velocity Ventures, they've just announced the initial closing of the first ever venture capital fund dedicated to hospitality and travel startups. Are they close to their targeted $20 million commitment? And how has the COVID-19 pandemic changed up the travel and hospitality early stage tech startups scene here in the region? Online to help me out this morning is Nicholas Cox, managing partner at Velocity Ventures. Nicholas, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Elliot.
So you guys, Singapore-based venture capital firm, a unique focus on technology within the hospitality and travel industry here in Southeast Asia. With regard to Velocity Ventures, I mean, why this unique focus on tech?
Well, we see that travel and hospitality was one of the biggest industries across Southeast Asia pre-pandemic. In some economies, it contributed up to 20% of GDP. Obviously, that's been dramatically impacted by what's happened over the last 18 months with COVID. But we feel that what that does is provide an incredible opportunity for a firm like ours to invest and support the companies that have been affected. And we also see the industry being completely tipped on its head, which provides disruptive opportunities for new startups, which is the sort of companies that we want to back.
Who has Velocity Ventures invested in?
Oh, we've made two investments so far. The first is a company out of Hong Kong, which is doing contactless ordering for F&B establishments. So if you walk into a Burger King and you buy a burger on using their app, you'll be using AIGen's technology. The second is a company called Zuzu Hospitality, which provides revenue management services for three-star hotels.
Wow, that's quite interesting. Okay, talking about the impact of COVID-19 on early stage tech startups in the travel and hospitality sector, what are we seeing in terms of how these startups are pivoting? Any examples you could share with us?
Oh, there's many, and they're really in two categories. The first are the guys who started pre-pandemic. Obviously, they've been dramatically affected, and what they're looking for is funding to bridge through this difficult period. And so a significant portion of our fund is allocated towards supporting those type of companies. And then the second group is a bunch of new innovators who are seeking to, you know, do things like the first company we've invested in that's doing the contactless ordering. And so themes like contactless, cleanliness, these kind of themes around travel are giving rise to a new bunch of startups who are coming out.
Okay. Well, I mean, obviously, a lot of travel companies are trying to pivot and find ways to sort of sustain, right? For you guys at Velocity Ventures, when COVID hit, you know, or based on the impact of COVID, did you sort of have to change your investment considerations? Did you have to look out for, you know, different things in startups?
Well, our firm is really built around COVID. Okay. We launched the firm on the back of COVID in order to take advantage of the investment opportunities that I've just mentioned. And so, you know, we see this as an investment opportunity, yeah.
In crisis, there is always opportunity. Let's talk a little bit about the first close of $20 million hospitality and travel fund. I mean, this was launched to help companies to address the pandemic impact. Tell us more about the funds. How would they launch? What are some plans for it?
Yeah. So we just had our first close and we're approximately 40% through the fundraising process, which is great. So we've had very good early support from investors who have come into our fund. We've had support particularly from the industry players. So high net worth family offices in Singapore who are connected with the travel and hospitality industry and who have got faith in the industry long term. So they've come on board as investors in our fund. And we'll be keeping the fund open through to the end of this year with a view to hitting our target of $20 million by December.
All right. How close are you to hitting that target?
We're about halfway. We're just over 40%. Yeah, so pretty happy with that, really.
Good timeline. I mean, I take it then challenge-wise, in terms of raising these funds, not as much because there are a lot of industry players, like you mentioned, involved, so they kind of understand the need for these funds.
Yeah, a lot of the backers of the fund have an industry connection. They're long-term in the industry, they understand it, and they see the opportunities that we see. So, yeah, that's the kind of investor who's come on board.
I want to talk a little bit about navigating this opportunity that you guys see. Mm. I mean, who are you looking to help with these funds? Do you or how do you plan to sort of ensure that they're used to the best way possible?
Yeah, so we do early stage investing. So we're investing in companies that are in their first few years of creation. And typically we're looking to deploy checks of a few hundred thousand up to 1.5 million with a maximum exposure of 2.5 per company. And we will seek to be heavily involved in the companies that we invest in. We're a sector-specific fund. We understand the industry. We are part of the travel and hospitality ecosystem here in Singapore and the region. And so we're able to support our companies by becoming involved with them. So, yeah, it's not just a check that we write, but it's support along the way.
I've got a difficult question next, actually. But I'm thinking because you guys are so heavily involved in tech, digitalization, that sort of thing, with regard to that as a solution for the sector, does it help in terms of, you know, having some kind of an outlook on the recovery of the hospitality and travel industry?
Yeah, we have a very positive outlook about it. We do see that different sectors will recover at different paces. So, you know, clearly F&B, which is one of the sectors that we invest in, is back strongly. Mm. Restaurants recovered very quickly from last year's lockdown, and we expect to see the same thing. Delivery has been huge during this period. So, you know, that sector is already well on the way to getting back to pre-pandemic levels. And we see the same thing in when we look to other markets, like, for example, China, the US or Europe. We've started to see recoveries there, particularly where vaccine programs have been successful. And we think that, you know, Singapore is well placed to follow that same path.
But is it, in terms of the pace of recovery, surely it must be different. I mean, you've got the US already putting its travel industry through a stress test with July the 4th coming up, the summer holidays coming up. Here in Asia, we're trying to get over things like the Delta variant or even Australia that's entered a lockdown. I mean, do you guys have like a timeline for when things could return to as close as normal as possible?
Yeah, we do. So we're expecting for the sector overall to be back to pre-pandemic levels by 2023.
Oh, that's music. Nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
gosh. Yeah. And as I said, I think it'll depend on two factors. The first is the pace of vaccine rollout. And the second is how quickly can governments establish cross-border movement regimes like the ones that we've got with Hong Kong, for example, and are we able to put those in place promptly? But you're seeing countries like Thailand with their Phuket opening, you know, stepping out there and taking a risk and having a go. And I think it'll be interesting to see how these sorts of experiments play out.
Yeah, that's definitely one to watch. And obviously, you know, with digitalization and being involved in tech, then you guys, that goes a long way in developing, you know, your various vaccine passports and whatnot. Interesting one. You guys are working with the Singapore Tourism Board Accelerator Program. Could you tell us a little bit more about Velocity Ventures' role in this Accelerator Program?
Oh, sure. Yeah, so the Singapore Tourism Board, STB, is a fantastic supporter of the industry here in Singapore and regionally. And what they've done is created an accelerator program where they attract startups in our sector from across the world to come and base themselves here in Singapore and support pilot projects with corporates who are in the sector in the region. So, for example, if you've got a robotic solution for a hotel, and you want to trial it in a hotel in Singapore, you can join the program and physically base yourself here, do the trial through the corporate partnerships that STB has with the big players in Singapore, and hopefully prove your product. And we're very involved in that program together with Rabble Innovation, who are the outsourced provider of the program to STB.
Wow, interesting stuff. Mm. Nicholas, to wrap things up, let's talk about the future of Velocity Ventures. What's next?
Well, we've got to complete our fundraising, which is the remainder of this year to hit our target and possibly even more. And we've also got the job of deploying the funds that we've raised during this period. So we've got 15 investments to make through the fund. As I mentioned earlier, we've made two already. Mm. And over the next 2 years, we hope to make the balance of our 15 investments. So it's a lot of work, it's a lot of fun, and it's great to be part of an industry that needs the sort of support that we're offering.
Yeah, I don't envy you. I mean, it's tough to decide which are the best 15, but at the end of the day, the reward of seeing that recovery, you know, it's really great, isn't it?
It is great, and it's terrific to be working with young founders who are doing interesting stuff. So, yeah, great to be part of the industry.
I've been speaking with Nicholas Cox, who is managing partner at Velocity Ventures. Nicholas, appreciate your time this morning. You take care and stay safe.
Thank you, Elliot.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.